Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to go over some of the reasons why your suction side pool cleaner may not be working in the pool. I'll go over some typical symptoms with the equipment, and I'll cover specific automatic suction side cleaners in this podcast. And after listening to the podcast, I'm confident that you can get your suction side cleaner moving again in your pool. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So I'm going to try to cover as much as I can, and I'll go over a specific cleaner so you get an idea. So this is going to be very helpful if you do service, of course, for a living and you deal with multiple cleaners. If you're a homeowner, I'm going to probably touch on your cleaner somewhere in this podcast, so stay tuned. Let me start with some overriding issues for suction side cleaners that are very common no matter which brand cleaner you have connected to your pool, and that is that the filter is dirty or the pump basket is clogged with debris. So either of these two could cause your cleaner not to move very well. The way the suction side cleaner works, it works off of your pool's filtration system, whether it's connected to the skimmer or to the side port of your pool. And in that case, if the filter starts to get dirty, if the PSI on the filter, let's say you have a DE filter, is near 30 PSI or a sand filter, that is a good indication that the filter is dirty. The flow to the pool is poor, which means that the suction to the pool will be poor also. So the filtration is the first thing I assess when I get to an account and the cleaner is not moving in the pool. I also will check the pump basket. If the pump basket gets full of debris, it's not going to also work well. Sometimes the pump basket may be clean, but there may be some debris stuck in the impeller. So I always check that also. So that's the first thing you want to check to make sure the filter is clean, the pump basket is not clogged with debris, and then of course check the impeller. That's easy to do. You turn the system off, remove the lid on the pump, and then you want to remove the pump basket. And then behind the pump basket sits the impeller. I like to get my screwdriver, or you can stick your finger in there and see if there's any debris stuck in that impeller. It's not going to be dangerous with the pump off, so you can actually stick your finger in there. If there's some debris in there, a good indicator is that the PSI on your filter will also be lower, and the cleaner is not going to move if the impeller is jammed because it's not getting full suction. Another very common problem is a vacuum leak or an air leak. This is any air getting into the system. Typically, it's at the discharge right above the pump. Sometimes it's the pump lid O-ring that's causing the problem. Regardless of the actual source, if there's any air getting into the system, the pool system is a closed system, and when the air gets in there, it interferes with the suction of the pool. A good way to know if this is the problem, if you unhook your automatic cleaner and you get full suction through your skimmer, this may indicate an air leak. You also experience this when you go to manually vacuum your pool, you hook up your vacuum, and you notice that the pressure on the PSI and the filter goes down to zero or near zero, and you lose suction. Typically, an air leak is what's causing it is the fact that normally the water is pulled from the skimmer and maybe partially from the main drain to the pump. But when you add the extra 30 or 40 feet of hose, it doesn't have enough to pull that extra distance because the air is interfering with the suction of the pool. So if you disconnect the automatic cleaner, or if you manually vacuum your pool and you disconnect the vacuum hose and the pool primes right up, you pretty much can know that you have a vacuum leak or air leak somewhere around the pump, either in the front or on the top. Could be something like the Jandy valve O-rings. So it could be a number of things causing air to get into the system right at the pump, causing the pump to lose suction when you hook up an automatic cleaner to it. So a good telltale sign is that the cleaner will move for maybe a minute or two, and then it'll stop. Or when you first start your pull-up, the cleaner may move for 5 minutes and then it won't move anymore. And you notice that in the pump itself is only halfway full of water. And that's a good indicator that you have a vacuum leak or an air leak of some type in your system, causing the cleaner not to operate. So look for any water leaks around your pump, dripping from the top of the pump or anywhere underneath the pump. If you have a bad seal, this can also let air in there, causing the same symptoms. You'll see air bubbles in the return line in most cases. So all of these will stop the suction cleaner from moving in your pool. Next, you want to make sure that you have enough suction going to the cleaner. So if you have it connected to your skimmer, usually there is a regulator valve that comes with the cleaner itself. Make sure that the flow is directed somewhat to the cleaner and also to the skimmer, of course, but you want to adjust the flow. I usually start by turning the flow down to the skimmer and increasing the flow to the cleaner so that I can see if it's moving or not with the regulator valve in the skimmer. And then once the cleaner starts moving, I open it up a little bit to give it more skimming action and slow the cleaner down. There's a set speed for most cleaners from the manufacturer. If you go too fast, if the cleaner's going too fast, it'll wear out quickly. So check your manual of your particular cleaner to see actually what speed it should be operating at or how fast it should be moving in the pool. I've been doing this for a long time, so I can actually just eyeball cleaner and I can see if it's moving too fast or too slow in the pool. A lot of times if you have your suction side cleaner connected at the skimmer, the regulator valve may pop out if there's any air that goes back in from the filter when it turns off. Sometimes the regulator valve will just pop right out of the skimmer every time, and so the cleaner won't be working for the week until I get back there. So it's very common to see this happen in the older pools, and then to find that the reason why the cleaner is not moving is that the skimmer regulator valve popped out of the skimmer. So a good way to prevent this from happening is to get an aftermarket part. Pentair makes it. It's called the Locking Vac Plus 2, or the Creepy Crawly Vacuum Lock Bar. The part number is a K12076, and then this will go in your skimmer and it'll actually lock down the hose in the skimmer so that if the regulator valve does have any air coming back towards it when the system turns off, this locking bar will prevent it from popping out of the skimmer. So you can use it on any automatic cleaner. Although Pentair makes it, I use it for any cleaner on my route where there's some water or some air that comes back to the filter when the system turns off and pops out the regulator valve from the skimmer. And even if you push the cone in there really hard and push the valve in there really hard, there's still a tendency for the air to push the regulator valve out of the skimmer. But this locking bar will hold it in tight and it won't pop out anymore for sure. And if you have your automatic cleaner connected at the side port or vacuum port, there's usually a valve over by the equipment that controls the suction to the side port. And you want to make sure that there's enough suction going to the cleaner from the side port. So go ahead and adjust that valve until the cleaner is moving. I like to move it until I hear the pump kind of cavitating. That means that it's a lot of suction going to the cleaner, and that typically gets it moving, and I can diagnose any kind of problems with the cleaner from that point once I get it moving. So adjust the side port valve, and that's really important to get the cleaner moving. A lot of times there's not enough suction going to it. It's going to need a lot more suction than you think. So typically you want to have 75% of the suction going to the cleaner in most cases, or 65% sometimes, and then only about 25% going to the skimmer with the side port valve to get any cleaner moving in your pool. And if you have a variable speed pump, don't be surprised that at low speeds the cleaner is not moving at all. So anything under 2000 RPMs. So with a variable speed pump, the speed is calculated in RPMs, and a typical single speed pump runs at 3450 RPMs all the time, which is sufficient to get any cleaner moving from the side port or the skimmer. So if you have a variable speed pump and you have the pump set at anything below 2000 RPMs, chances are you're not going to get the cleaner moving at that speed. Typically, a cleaner hooked up at the skimmer or side port will move really well at 2400 to 2600 RPMs, sometimes 2800 RPMs. And in some rare cases, you may have to even increase the RPMs to 3100 to get the cleaner moving well in the pool, depending on your system and your filtration. So you're going to need a higher speed to get the cleaner moving in your pool. So just be aware of that with the variable speed pump. If you're running it at too low of a speed, the cleaner's not going to move in your pool. It's not going to move at all, hardly at all, if you're running it anywhere below 2000 RPMs. So typically I set my variable speed pumps on my service accounts at 1800 RPMs for 10 hours. And then if they have a cleaner, I'll boost it up to 2600 RPMs or 2400 RPMs for about 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours to get the cleaner moving in the pool. I'm going to pause here for a minute. I mentioned Jarber at the beginning of the podcast. It's a great routing software. And this is also a great tool if you were to sell an automatic cleaner to your customer. You can actually, on the job site, through the app, enter in that you sold them an automatic cleaner. And then you could actually invoice them right there to get paid for it. Or you can wait for the end of the month and bill them. But you have the ability with the Jarber software to actually send an invoice separately outside of the monthly bill and get paid for the cleaner. So it covers your cost of it right away and you're not out any money by purchasing the automatic cleaner. So that's just one of the great benefits of a routing software like Jarber. Let me cover some of the specific things that can go wrong with individual cleaner types, and that way you get an idea of what to look for. So if you're using a Zodiac type cleaner that's bouncing in your pool, or a bouncing type cleaner, the Zodiac T5 Duo, the Zodiac G3, the Zodiac G3 Pro, the Zodiac TR2D, the Zodiac Ranger, the Zodiac Wahoo. If you're in the Australia market, that would be the G2 also. The T3 would also be included in this. So the way these bouncing type cleaners work for Zodiac is that in the throat of the cleaner, there's a part called the diaphragm. It's a small rubber part, and it's the only moving part of the Zodiac bouncing type cleaners. And what happens is that the diaphragm will get a tear in it, and so it won't be able to operate. Or it gets old and it gets thinner, and so it's going to stop. You're going to hear the cleaner kind of vibrating on the bottom and not moving when it gets old. Simply replace the diaphragm and that'll get the cleaner moving again. You can get generic diaphragms online or buy the OEM ones. And sometimes a rock or a larger object will get stuck in the diaphragm. I've had a rodent picked up by a G3 before and stuck in a diaphragm. And to tell you the truth, I just threw that diaphragm away and put a new one in because I wasn't going to extract it from there. So the diaphragm is the only part that will stop the bouncing type cleaners from moving. So check the diaphragm. Sometimes these cleaners will get stuck on the bottom of the pool, and that means that the foot pad is worn out or the fin disc is worn out. Sometimes they'll tip sideways, and that also indicates that the fin disc or the disc on the bottom is worn out too. So, but as far as not moving in the pool, the diaphragm is the number one reason why the bouncing type cleaners aren't moving. So definitely order a diaphragm for your specific cleaner. Put it in there and I can almost guarantee it's going to move again with no problem, especially if there's a tear or a rip in there. They're not repairable. I've tried on my route different tricks with electrical tape, with glue, with silicone. It may hold up for a week or two, but then it'll just come off and then you're going to have to get a new diaphragm. They're not super expensive anyway, so definitely replace the diaphragm and your bouncing cleaner will be moving again. Since I'm talking about Zodiac, I'll just move right into their MX cleaners. So if you have an MX6 Elite, MX8 Elite, MX8, MX6, if you have the Australian AX10, all of these cleaners are the same basically as far as the way they operate. And if they're not moving in your pool, the number one reason why one of these is not moving is that there's some kind of long string-like debris stuck inside the engine of the cleaner. So simply push the button on top and see if that engine, it's like a little windmill part inside the cleaner, has some kind of long stringy debris trapped in there. Pull that out and I guarantee you the MX cleaner will start moving again with no problem. If you notice that it's just staying in one spot or not moving at all, the tracks on these cleaners wear out. So these are these black tank-like tracks on the cleaner. They have small little teeth on them, and that's how it kind of moves the cleaner. So once the teeth wear out on these tracks of the cleaner's not going to move in the pool. So the first thing I check with the MX cleaners is to see if there's anything stuck in the engine. If not, I check the tracks to see if there's any teeth on them left. Generally, they last about 1 year to 18 months before you have to replace them. They're really inexpensive. And then if you notice the cleaner is just kind of moving in one spot of the pool, like in a circle, and not moving anywhere but one little area, chances are it's the directional device that's no good. There's two of them in the MX8, MX8 Elite, and AX10 cleaner, and you just have to find out which way it's not moving. Really simple to do. You take the cleaner out of the pool with it off. Of course, turn the pool off, and then you would put your finger in the turbine and spin it and see if both sides of the cleaner moves. If they're not moving, that means that one of the directional devices is no good. There's two on that one, so you have to find out if it's A or B side. I have a video on how to repair the MX-8. You can refer to that. If it's the MX-6 and it's not moving, and it only has one directional device, that's pretty easy. It's side A. And so you would just get that directional device for the MX-6 and replace it, and that'll get it moving again. So typically for the MX cleaner, it's something stuck in the engine or the throat of the cleaner, or it's the tracks that are worn out, the teeth are worn out, or one of the directional devices have failed, and that will stop the MX cleaners. They're actually really good and easy to repair because all the parts are module, so you can easily replace the parts on them. But that would usually stop the MX cleaner, so I would look for those three things that would stop the cleaner. Next, you have the Hayward Navigator or Pool Vac. Very common cleaner. It's actually the number one selling cleaner on the market today still. And what stops the Hayward Pool Vac, Navigator, Navigator V-Flex, all of those under the same moniker, is the A-frame turbine kit of the older versions. If it's not the V-Flex version, you're going to have an A-frame and turbine in there. And so typically the symptom of this is that you lift up the cleaner, you'll see the pods moving back and forth really quickly. You put the cleaner back down on the surface of the pool and the cleaner stops dead. And that's usually the A-frame turbine kit. I recommend replacing both of them because you can't really see the wear in the turbine as much, but the A-frame is pretty obvious. Usually the bearings are broken or they're worn out. So definitely you want to replace both the A-frame and turbine kit together. And I've replaced just the A-frame before and put it in with an old turbine, and it's still not working well because the turbine actually wears off on the sides of it. You can't really see it with your eye, but it is worn down a little bit, so I always get the kit. So you can find the A-frame turbine kit online or your local pool store. It's very easy to install also. I have a video on my channel how to install this kit. It's like $30 for the whole kit, usually, or $40. And it's the AXV621. DAT. Again, that's the AXV621DAT, and this will get, usually 90% of the time, this will get the Navigator Pool Vac working again. Another problem, maybe the pods are a little bit loose, so tighten those up. You have to take the wings off, take the little plug off the side, take the wings off, and then tighten up the pods on the cleaner. Sometimes a piece of debris or a rock will get stuck in the turbine. And sometimes it's hard to extract the debris from the Navigator if the debris is stuck in the turbine. Sometimes you have to get it from the top. I usually shake them very vigorously, and any kind of rock or pebble will fall out of them and get it moving again. So a small little pebble will stop the traditional Pool Vac and Navigator. The V-Flex version of it is a little better with debris, so you're not going to have that problem with it getting stuck in there. But definitely the Navigator will get stuck or stopped by just a small little pebble a lot of the times, and I'll be stuck inside the cleaner. Again, I just usually shake them, and I can hear the pebble inside the turbine, and I know that's what stopped it. But typically, the number one thing that wears out is the A-frame and turbine, and that usually lasts. I would say your Navigator will probably run for about 2 years before you have to replace that part. Once you replace that part, it'll be moving again, no problem. Also check the shoes on the bottom. Those wear out also, and this will keep the cleaner from moving well in the pool. They're easy to change, but the main thing is the A-frame turbine and most of the cleaners that stop the Navigator. Again, just pick it up off the bottom of the pool with the pump running, and if you see the pods on the side of the cleaner moving rapidly, but then you put it back down on the surface and it stops dead, that's the part that needs to be changed. Another really popular cleaner is the Pentair Creepy Crawly. And these are really good as far as getting stopped up with debris. There's a flapper inside. I usually call it the hammer, but it's actually technically called the flapper. And sometimes debris will get jammed up in here. It does have trouble with long stringy debris also getting stuck in the flapper. You can usually see it coming off the sides of the cleaner, stuck inside there. Once you remove any debris that's stuck inside the throat of the Creepy Crawly, it'll get moving pretty quickly. On rare occasions, one of the tubes will get stuck. Will get stuffed up with debris. There's two tubes coming off the head of the cleaner, and once in a while the tube will get jammed up with debris, and it's much harder to clear out, but it's not very common. Sometimes the swivel will be loose or broken on top, and that'll stop it from moving. Most of the time, though, it's a flow issue with the pool. The creepy crawler needs a good amount of suction to get moving. So I find that in most cases when the creepy crawler is not moving, it's because the filter is dirty. And I clean the filter. Usually that will get the cleaner working, or backwash the filter, and the cleaner will be moving rapidly. So the creepy crawlies are more affected by the flow of the pool than any other cleaner, I think, on the market. And they need a good amount of suction to work. So if you notice that your creepy crawler is moving really slow in the pool, or not moving really well, chances are it's the filter that's dirty. There's nothing really wrong with the unit, because there's not much that can stop this cleaner from moving. The only moving part is the flapper in front. If there's no debris in there, then I always look towards it being a filtration issue that stops the cleaner from moving. If you are dealing with the sister cleaner, the Creepy Crawly Cruiser, there's a silent flapper in there, and there's actually a chamber you can open up to look at it. And I notice that sometimes particle debris, there's like a little track that it sits on the side of the silent flapper. And a lot of times particle debris, St. Augustine grass, will get stuck in there. It'll actually jam the flapper up against the body of the cleaner. And so I take the flapper out and I check the size of it for any kind of debris. And that usually is what stops the cruiser from moving, is debris stuck in the flapper, on the size of the flapper itself. And that'll jam it against the cleaner and it won't move. So if your cruiser's not moving, go ahead and open up that little door, check out the silent flapper, remove it or lift it up, and you can see any kind of debris that's stuck on the sides of that flapper. That'll get it moving again. If you use the Pentair Dorado or Great White, that one has, not much can go wrong with that one, but debris does get stuck in the throat a lot of the times. So check the throat of that cleaner for any debris that's stuck or jammed in there. One of the main issues that I find with the Great White not moving is that there's a small little stainless steel ratchet tab in there that controls the cleaner. Basically, it's like, if that thing's not set properly, the cleaner's not going to move properly. So I usually open up the cleaner and check that little stainless steel ratchet. It's a small little piece of stainless steel sticking out about an inch or so, and this is what catches the gear on the cleaner. And so if that's bent wrong or not bent correctly, and I found this from the factory, not set right sometimes, I just bend it a little bit, put it back together, and the Great White or Dorado will be moving perfectly fine in there. Of course, the oscillator wears out. You'll have to get a kit to replace that. But that's normal maintenance for that cleaner. I find that they work really well, just that sometimes debris will get jammed in the throat of the cleaner. Other than that, they don't really have any major problems that will stop it. Next up is the Pentair Rebel. And again, this is another cleaner that works really well. They use the old Pool Verdugen technology, so it has a drive shaft on the wheels. And so the older Pool Verdugen cleaners, the wheels, the teeth on the wheels would wear out. So a lot of the times, if the Rebel's not moving in the pool, check the wheels to see if the teeth are not worn down. And you can simply rotate one wheel to the other side, because the way the drive shaft grabs the wheels is that it grabs it at different areas on each side of the cleaner. So you can actually rotate the wheels on the Rebel to see if that gets it moving. Typically, that's what would wear out, are the teeth on the wheels. Other than that, there's some gears inside the Rebel that could wear out. But typically, it's something stuck in the turbine of the Rebel that's stopping it. And there's also the Warrior of that. The other online version of the Rebel is called the Warrior. Same concept. Australia, I think it's called the Dominator. Same concept. It would be something stuck in the turbine. Or maybe the teeth on the wheels of the Rebel have worn down over 2 or 3 years, and you have to just rotate those wheels to get it moving again. A very reliable cleaner, doesn't stop very often, but that's what I would look for in the Rebel, is something in the turbine, or also the teeth on the wheels. Let me move over to the Hayward Pool Cleaner, Aquanaut Venus Cleaner. They're all the same cleaner. These cleaners are actually very reliable. There's not much that will stop these cleaners except something stuck in the turbine. And typically, the gears will last 5 to 7 years with no problem. So typically, with these cleaners by Hayward, the only thing that will stop them is, again, debris in the turbine. The nice thing about the V-Flex turbine is that you can actually remove vanes of the turbine. So if you have a pool with very large debris and you notice that the cleaner is getting stuck on the debris all the time, or getting jammed with certain debris, you can actually open up the pool cleaner, Aquanaut Venus cleaner. You'll see the V-Flex turbine there. So you can remove a vane in the turbine, spin it a little bit, then remove another one. You don't want to remove two of them next to each other. So you can remove like two or three vanes in the V-Flex turbine. This will allow larger debris to pass through. This is also the same case with the Navigator V-Flex or the Pulvac V-Flex. You can take a vane out of the turbine, which will allow larger debris to pass through. But generally speaking, the Hayward Pool Cleaner, Aquanaut, and Phoenix do not get jammed up with small debris. It's usually like a large acorn or a large pile of debris. And there's nothing really mechanical that will stop this cleaner except something stuck in the turbine. So to me, I think this is the one that I find moving week to week all the time. That's not stopped unless there's a pile of debris stuck in there or something's jammed in the turbine. As far as mechanical issues, there's really nothing that can go wrong with this cleaner in the first 5 or 7 years that will stop it except for debris jammed inside it. Now, if you bought a generic type cleaner online for $99 or $110, it's usually like a creepy crawly clone or a Zodiac bouncing type cleaner clone. If these stop working, it could be a number of things. They probably have parts that wear out in them, but there's no replacement parts for these $99 cleaners. They're what we call throwaway cleaners. I don't recommend them, but if you do have one that's not working, usually you're just going to have to replace it with a new one in that case. But for the major manufacturer cleaners, I think I've gone over most of the most common ones that people will purchase and use, and these are the problems that you'll run into why they're not moving in a pool. So if you do pool service and you run into a cleaner that's not moving, definitely check these areas of the cleaner. Check the system to make sure that the filter is clean, pump basket is empty, that there's suction to the cleaner. On rare occasions, the regulator valve will actually break off in the skimmer. But typically, it's something with the filtration of the pool or something with the cleaner head itself that's stopping it from moving in the pool. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you're a homeowner looking for an automatic cleaner for your pool, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have the top suction cleaners of 2019 listed there, and you can definitely look at the reviews I have. I just about tested or used every automatic suction side cleaner on the market today, and I give you an honest opinion and review of each cleaner type. Just scroll over to the automatic cleaner tab on the website, and you can find my reviews of the specific automatic cleaners that I mentioned here in this podcast. And if you do pool service for a living and you're starting out, or if you've been doing this for a while and you need some troubleshooting tips on automatic cleaners on your route, definitely the coaching program would benefit you. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. There's a lot of great benefits there, and definitely check that out when you get a chance. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.